From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Both sides in the international negotiations over Iran's nuclear program expect the process to extend past their longstanding self-imposed Tuesday deadline for reaching a comprehensive agreement. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign policy chief.
Postponement is not an option. It could be, again, flexibility on one day more, one day less. I'm very optimistic. No, one day more, a couple of days more, but it's going to be within some days.
In a final agreement, if it's signed, Iran will get sanctions relief while Tehran's ability to make nuclear weapons will be restricted. Greece's cabinet has decided banks there will remain closed for 6 business days. For the past couple of days, Greeks have been rushing to withdraw money following Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's weekend decision to call a referendum on creditor proposals for Greek reforms in return for bailout funds. Mr. Tsipras blamed the Eurozone's finance ministers for their decision to reject a request for the bailout program to be extended beyond June 30th. A $1.8 billion payment is due to the International Monetary Fund tomorrow, but that might be missed. Also in the news, Burundi is going ahead with parliamentary elections today despite an opposition boycott and criticism from the United Nations and the African Union questioning the free and fair nature of the vote. President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term triggered a failed coup last month and continued criticism from those who say he is violating the two-term limit to the Constitution. Burundi's Constitutional Court has ruled he is eligible to run. This is VOA News. Tunisian authorities are searching for potential accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 people dead. The Islamic State reclaimed responsibility. Thousands of tourists have left the country, but others are afraid to leave their hotels, including British tourist Gemma Harris.
We've come down to get home, 3 days on the run. They won't get us home. There's no extra flights. It's only extra seats on already scheduled flights. We don't feel safe here at all. We don't feel safe here at all. I've took 2 weeks off work to come here to relax, to have a holiday, and I'm absolutely petrified. What is going to happen next? Are my kids' lives at risk being here in this country? We don't want to be here, and we're not the only family that don't want to be here either.
Many of those killed Friday were British nationals, while others were citizens of Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and Portugal. British Prime Minister David Cameron wrote Sunday in the Daily Telegraph newspaper that the attack, along with a mosque bombing in Kuwait that killed 27 people, and a deadly assault on a chemical plant in France are part of an evil, he said, seen in other militant attacks. More than 500 people were injured in a fire at a water park over the weekend outside Taiwan's capital, Taipei. The fire accidentally erupted when colored theatrical powder ignited as it was thrown from a stage onto a crowd of 1,000 young people dancing and enjoying the music. According to Taiwan's Central News Agency, the blaze was quickly brought under control, the cause under investigation. More than 1,000 people have died so far. It's from extreme heat in southern Pakistan, and the death toll is growing. Saladet Sahok reports people are upset about the situation.
Many people blame the government for an inadequate response.
More than 1,000 people have died in this city due to heat, scarcity of water, power outages. It is astonishing. Everyone from the federal government to Karachi Electric, they all are shameless.
City hospitals are overflowing with patients suffering from heat stroke, and the army has set up makeshift camps.
In the past 3 days, the hospital has admitted 5,000 heat stroke patients. We treated 250 to 300 people.
The government also has set up heat stroke prevention centers in Karachi and other regions of Sindh province. Zlatica Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
A solar-powered Swiss airplane is back in the air as it attempts a 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. The Solar Impulse 2 flew out of central Japan early today after an unscheduled month-long stop because of bad weather.
That's the latest world news from VOA.